A Series of Surprises. Speech by Elder W.C. White, a symposium on Loma Linda College of Medical Evangelists, March 31, 1911. As we were coming to this meeting, my memory was busy with some of our experiences in connection with this place, and I thought what a series of surprises Loma Linda has been to us, all the way through. To me, the history of this place has been a most remarkable succession of surprises. I was startled when the word was brought to me that Mother had definitely said that we must have a third medical institution in Southern California. With Mother, I had been through the fearful grind of getting the sanitarium work started in Paradise Valley. I had just a little part at the beginning with our brethren who took the tremendous risk and burden and anxiety of starting the sanitarium at Glendale, and we had just gotten to the point where we thought that if the Lord would give us strength to care for and develop the twin sanitariums, we would be the most thankful people in the world. And then came the word that a third sanitarium was to be established in Southern California. At the time, Dr. Ledsworth had some treatment rooms in Riverside. He was willing to sell these treatment rooms and enter the organized work. So I said to Elder Burden, "Buy them quick, perhaps they will meet the requirement." He bought them, but this more did not count. It did not fill the bill. We were greatly surprised when on the way to the General Conference, to learn from Elders Burden, Santee, and others that they were looking at Loma Linda and thinking that perhaps this place was what the Lord wanted us to have. I was much more surprised when, at the General Conference, Mother sent for me one afternoon and said, "Willie, will you do what I tell you?" I said, "I usually do, Mother." Then she told me that she wanted me to telegraph to Elder Burden to secure Loma Linda and to do this without taking counsel with anyone. I suggested that this was a very strange thing to do, that it was not the way that we had worked in the past, and I asked, "Why should not I take counsel with the brethren?" Mother replied, "Will you do what I tell you?" I said, "That is what I promise to do." Then she said, "Go and send the telegram without delay." And the message was sent according to the instruction. I did not know the reasons at that time, but I think I have learned them since. Well, it was a great surprise to me when we came back here. On our return from the General Conference, we stopped, with about 30 of our brethren, and looked over the place. We were wonderfully surprised to see what it was, to see the height and length and breadth of it. Up to the present time, I have not recovered from that surprise. It is an increasing surprise. Soon the place was secured, and what battles we had during the next 2 years. We will not talk about them now. When we came to the dedication, there was another surprise, that Loma Linda had so quickly acquired a cosmopolitan character. I have no memorandum of those who had gathered here, but there were already patients from a large number of states and from other countries, and in our working force we had gathered workers from many, many institutions and many localities. It was a remarkable gathering of people. It foreshadowed the character of the institution, the fact that all the world will have a part in making this institution what it ought to be, and that Loma Linda will have a worldwide influence in shaping our medical work all over the world. The next surprise was the fact that it was an all-the-year-round sanitarium. We knew that it was a good winter place, but we found that it could be made a popular health resort all the year round. That, of course, meant a great deal to us in a financial way. The next great surprise came when our brethren met here a year ago. I had thought and prayed and planned about the future work on this hill, and the best thing I had dared to hope for was two corporations, two institutions, two administrations, two business managements, working in conjunction. And I felt that there would be need for a constant miracle to be worked here in order that the two enterprises should harmonize. Then when our brethren gathered here a year ago and said, "Let us make it all one, the leading feature to be the college, and the supporting feature to be the sanitarium, and then, let us make it not simply a Pacific Coast institution, but an institution representing this cause throughout the world," there are not words to express the fullness of what this would mean to our work. The next great surprise that came to me was the report of what had been done last August at the Southern California camp meeting. We all knew that the Southern California Conference was having a heavy burden of debt to carry in connection with the Glendale and Los Angeles medical work. And the natural thing would have been for our brethren to say, "Now that the General Conference has taken Loma Linda, we will turn our attention to lifting our own institutions out of debt." But our brethren looked the situation squarely in the face and without selfishness they said, "The whole is greater than a part." The success of Loma Linda just now means more than the success of any institution in this whole cause, and our brethren who are nearest it must show their faith in it. They said to Glendale, "You must wait." And they raised thousands and thousands of dollars to put in here. Brethren, that meant a great deal to our people throughout the cause. It meant a great deal to this institution, and I believe it meant a great deal more to the Southern California Conference, for God never forgets unselfishness among His people. Again, I have been surprised to see the large number of students that have come here, and the general satisfaction manifested, the large percentage of confidence and good cheer. Wherever I have traveled, I have found that the word that comes from the students here is that they have found the school better than they expected, and this counts with our people. I am glad we have such a good attendance of students, and more than all, I am glad that in the addition of new elements in the faculty, in the grouping of workers here, there has been an earnest effort to draw together, to harmonize, to unify. How could we expect that an institution with an established management of 4 or 5 years' experience, a management that has had to fight its way through against prejudice and jealousy, would harmonize readily with the new elements? How could we expect that a new element, a larger, stronger element, that had not shared these experiences, could be brought in, and that the two would harmonize? Brethren, I know that the God of Israel has been working with the leaders in the work here. I thank and praise Him for it, and I pray that we may each one of us so walk before Him that He can be honored, and continue to work miracles in our behalf, in all features of our work, financial, medical, educational, and especially in the matter of our gaining a perfect experience in the matter of counseling together, drawing together, seeking at any cost for that unity which is an indication of God's special blessing and approval. There was one more surprise that is worthy to be mentioned, and that is that the earnings of this sanitarium during this past year have covered the expense of operating the medical school. This is a wonderful thing. You all remember that in our planning, we asked our brethren here and there for about $8,000 for equipment and to cover operating expenses during the first year. I do not suppose any of us thought that less than half of that would be consumed in operation. The expense of securing a faculty and getting the school started is necessarily very large. And yet, in His infinite goodness, God has enabled our brethren to manage the place so that the earnings covered the expense of the first year's operations. And what a pleasure it is to us all to be able to say that this $8,000 that had been set apart for operating and for facilities has all been used in providing facilities. Surely we have great ground for gratitude in this matter also. We know not what surprises there may be in store for us. Let us all pray for the prosperity of the Loma Linda College of Medical Evangelists.